Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
Hello everybody, this is Summer. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。我们知道啊，在说英文的时候呢，一些短语或者习语啊都特别好用，可以呢非常清晰地表达你的意思，用起来还特别地道。
So let's talk about some phrases we often use in English. That would be fun, right?
Yeah, 所以今天呢，我们来讲几个好玩的习语。今天的笔记呢，也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Let's jump right in. The first phrase is "cut me some slack." This phrase means "stop giving me a hard time."
Cut me some slack. 意思就是放我一马，不要为难我。So when can we use this in a regular conversation?
It can be used when someone is being strict with you. For example, my boss said the next time I showed up 3 minutes late to work, he would fire me. I wish he would cut me some slack.
迟到三分钟就要开除你，这肯定是在故意为难你了。
Another one could be teasing you, especially like a big brother teasing a little brother. Their mom might say, come on, cut him some slack.
对，口语中啊，开玩笑的时候，我们也常说，饶了他吧，放过他吧，就可以用到这个表达。Cut him some slack. 还有个类似的表达就是 give him a break.
Yeah, another way I like to think about it is don't be so mean.
Don't be so mean. Mean 这个单词呢就是一个统一替换了，可以指刻薄的。所以说你对别人好一点，别那么刻薄，就可以说 don't be so mean.
So next we have get me up to speed.
Get me up to speed. What does that mean?
So this phrase means to catch someone up.On something or to get someone up to date. It means to show them what has happened since they've been gone.
Oh, 所以就比如你出去了一段时间，回来之后，朋友告诉你最近都发生了什么事情，就是汇报最新这个动态。I guess especially at work, if someone has been out for vacation and the team has been working on a project.
Yes, for example, let's say that I was out of work for about 2 weeks andI needed to be caught up in what was happening at work. I could say, hey Summer, get me up to speed on the projects.
这句话很适合职场英语啊。所以说问同事这个项目的最新进展就可以说 get me up to speed on the project.
Then you could just tell me everything that has happened while I was away.
Yeah, 那除了用到职场中，生活中也经常和朋友说这句话吧。
Yeah, within a social circle, you can ask people to let you know the gossip or important things that have been said when you were gone.
I know a similar one, that is, fill me in.
Yes, fill me in.
Fill somebody in. 意思也是解释一下，让我知道能发生了什么。
Yeah, that's also a good one. We can say fill somebody in on something. For example, can you fill me in on that thing?
Yeah, or we can say, thanks for filling me in on that.
Yes. Then we have trash talking.
Trash 是垃圾，那么 trash talking 就指的是放狠话，说坏话。It means speaking negatively about someone or saying mean things, right?
Yeah, it might mean that you are swearing or speaking aggressively or gossiping.
那比如看比赛的球迷，他们就很喜欢放狠话了，所以他们常见的 trash talk 就是 Hey you, you never get that shot. 放心，你是进不了球的。
Yeah, some trash talking before the game or battle can be harmless. They are used to cheer people up, but talking behind someone's back could also be trash talking.
对，有的 trash talk 就是放狠话，只是为了好玩嘛。但是呢，有的 trash talk 就是在背后说人家坏话，这个就不道德了。
We can refer to these kind of people as two-faced. They are nice to someone in front of them, but behind their back, they talk trash.
Oh, 所以呢，我们说背后说人坏话，还可以说 they talk trash.
Yeah, you don't want to be known as someone who is two-faced or always trash talking. Then people will think you are a negative person and not want to hang out with you.
That's for sure.
Lastly, we can talk about this one, to go cold turkey. Summer, do you know this one?
Turkey, I know that, 这是火鸡。Yeah. To go cold turkey, 就是冷了的火鸡。意思是不是吃剩菜？意思是不是吃剩菜 to eat leftovers?
No, actually, it means to stop or quit doing something, especially to get rid of an unpleasant physical condition all of a sudden.
Oh, 所以意思就是突然戒掉什么东西，尤其是一种不好的习惯。所以突然戒掉抽烟就是 to go cold turkey and stop smoking.
Or if someone was eating like a lot of junk food, they would say, I need to go cold turkey and stop eating so much junk food.
Yeah, 那用这个表达的时候呢要注意，我们通常不会说Go cold turkey to do something, 而就是 go cold turkey and do something. 然后呢可以直接，那如果你要告诉对方你要戒掉坏习惯，就是 you gotta go cold turkey.
Everyone has their own way of kicking bad habits, and you can either choose to go cold turkey or ease off of it slowly.
Yeah, I will probably go cold turkey. 长痛不如短痛。
That was fun. People use these random phrases a lot, so we should know what they mean.
Yeah, 所以呢，今天这些好玩的习语表达，大家平常要多留意它们的用法，平常在生活中呢，把它们用起来。今天笔记也都为大家整理好啦，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Summer. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。